الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد آتينا داود وسليمان علما وقال الحمد لله الذي فضلنا على كثير من عباده المؤمنين. Respected elders and dear brothers, mothers and honorable sisters. Last night we discussed the dua of Nabi Zakariya alayhi salam when he supplicated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking Allah, despite his advanced age and despite the medical condition that his wife suffered from, he made dua to Allah to bless them with a son. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah answered the dua of Zakariya, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed them with a son by the name of Yahya. And when we look at the name of Yahya, Allah says in Surah Maryam, لَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ سَمِيَّةٍ. The very first child who was given the name Yahya was the son of Zakariya. Before that, no other child, no other boy was named Yahya. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this son of Zakariya was the first child on the face of the earth who was given the name Yahya. Tonight we move on to the dua of Sulaiman alayhi salam. And what is different about this dua is while the dua of Ayyub, the dua of Yunus, the dua of Zakariya, the dua of Asiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam, all their duas were made when they were undergoing some difficulty, when they were in a condition of suffering, pain and adversity. But tonight we study the dua of Sulaiman alayhi salam, and his dua is truly amazing, like every other dua of every other Nabi. But he teaches us how to make dua when you are in a state of prosperity. So you do not only turn to Allah, and we discussed this, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of Sulaiman alayhi salam and the prosperity that he enjoyed, Allah says, ni'am al-abd, innahu awwab, he was awwab, always turning to Allah. And when we spoke about Ayyub alayhi salam, despite the suffering and the pain and the illness and the disease that he was afflicted with, Allah also called him awwab, one who turns to Allah. So one is enjoying prosperity but is turning to Allah. One is experiencing some suffering but is turning to Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduces us to both Dawood. Who was Dawood? Dawood was the father of Sulaiman. Both of them Allah ta'ala blessed them with an empire like no other. No other king was given the kingdom, the sovereignty and the power and control like that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed to Nabi Dawood and his son Sulaiman alayhim as-salam. Allah says, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا دَاوُودَ وَسُلَيْمَانَ عِلْمًا. Allah says, we had blessed, we had given, we gave Dawood and Sulaiman, both of them, we bestowed upon them, and we had given them ilm, knowledge. Now you might ask yourself, Allah gave them so many great bounties. Allah gave Sulaiman alayhi salam the power to control the wind. He could tell the wind in which direction to move. Allah gave him power to control the jinn. Allah gave him the power to control the creatures and the animals of the world. That was the power that Sulaiman alayhi salam had. But when Allah starts speaking about the bounties which Allah had bestowed upon him, which bounty does Allah start with? Ilm, knowledge. Which shows that there's no greater bounty. There's no greater bounty than that of knowledge. Ilma. And that's why Allah starts with that bounty. Allah mentions that first. And Allah does not speak of His control over the jinn and animals. Though that is great, it's amazing. It's really, really amazing to have that type of power. But Allah says, stronger than that power is what? The power of knowledge. The power of knowledge. Why? Because through the wind and by controlling the jinn and by controlling these creatures and animals, that's limited to yourself. You have that power. But you cannot transfer that power to anyone else. But knowledge, you can empower a nation. You can empower a community. You can empower your family. You can empower the entire world through knowledge. From this we understand that the greatest ni'mah, the greatest bounty that Allah has bestowed upon mankind, and specifically the children of Adam alayhi salam, is that of knowledge. Allah says, so we bless them both with ilm, knowledge. وَقَالَ And how did they respond? How did they react to this bounty that Allah had blessed upon them, the knowledge? قَالَ Both of them, father and son, what did they say? Alhamdulillah. All praise belongs to Allah. This is a very, very powerful statement that should be on our tongues throughout the day and throughout the night. Which statement is that? Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Alhamd. We don't have time to go into the, you know, into the depth that this word Alhamdu, that it conveys the meaning, what a deep meaning it conveys. But Alhamdulillah means that every form of praise belongs to Allah. Alhamdulillah. Every form of praise belongs to Allah. What does this mean? It means wherever anything or wherever someone is being praised, ultimately that praise belongs to Allah. Why? Because Allah brought that thing into creation. So when you look at the ocean and you're so amazed by the beauty of the ocean and you praise the ocean, who are you praising? Allah, the one who created that ocean. When you look at that wonderful, beautiful scenery and you say, you praise it, you say, wow, what a beautiful scenery. Who are you praising? In actual fact, when you are praising a product, you are not praising the product itself, you are praising the manufacturer, the one who brought that product into existence. So that's what it means. Alhamdulillah, every praise, whoever is praising, whatever they're praising around the world, all that praise ultimately belongs to Allah. Because He is the manufacturer, He is the creator, He brought it into existence. Alhamdulillah, tamla'u ma bayna samawati wal ard. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that this statement, Alhamdulillah, all praise belongs to Allah, it fills up the space between the heavens and the earth in terms of its reward. That's how weighty the statement is. Alhamdulillah. And we are taught throughout the day, first thing when we wake up in the morning and you open your eyes, what do you say? Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana. Allah. How? No better way to start your day. You open, Allah. Allah has allowed me to see this morning. You can move. You wake up from your sleep. Allah has given me a new day to make right what I had done wrong yesterday. So the first thing that comes to your mouth and to your mind, the first thing that comes is Allah. So you start your day with Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana. You go to the bathroom, you relieve yourself, you come out of the bathroom, what's the first thing you say? Alhamdulillah alladhi azhaba anni al-adha wa'afani. Alhamdulillah again. You stand, you put on your garment, and as you're putting on your garment, what are you saying? Alhamdulillah alladhi kasani hadha wa razaqanihi min ghayri hawli minni wala quwwa. Again, alhamdulillah, every step of the way. You leave your house. You are leaving your house with the name of Allah. Bismillah tawakkaltu ala Allah. You get into your vehicle. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, subhanalladhi sakhara lana. Every step of the way, it's alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. You eat your food, after you eat your food, alhamdulillah alladhi at'amana wa saqana. You drink your water, alhamdulillah alladhi saqani hadha. Every step of the way, we are taught to say alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. By saying alhamdulillah, you have shown your appreciation for that bounty. Allah will not question you for that bounty on the day of Qiyamah. لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَ إِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. Allah says in the Quran that on the day of Qiyamah you will be interrogated with regards to every bounty that you enjoyed in this world. How do you guard yourself against that interrogation? You say, oh Allah, when I enjoyed that bounty, I said Alhamdulillah. I attributed it to you. That's how you will be interrogated. But you'll have a response. Oh Allah, yes, when you blessed me with that bounty, I said, I attributed it to you. The Alhamdulillah, let us not take it lightly. It's a very great statement. It is a very, very great statement that you attribute everything to Allah. So whenever you enjoy a bounty, a ni'mah, you think of a ni'mah, you see a ni'mah, whatever it may be, you just say Alhamdulillah. Allah loves that. إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ إِذَا أَكَلَ الْأَكْلَةِ أَوْ شَرِبَ الشَّرْبَةِ فَحَمِدَ اللَّهِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when you have a morsel of food to eat, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيَرْضَى عَنِ الْعَبْدِ. When you have a morsel, one morsel of food, you had that one date at the time of iftar, and after that you had one sip of water. If you just have that much and you say, Alhamdulillah, Allah becomes so happy with you. Inna Allah la yarda anil abd, ayakul al aklata fayahmadahu alayha, aw yashrab al sharba fayahmadahu alayha. Allah becomes so happy, so happy, so happy when you have that one morsel, you say, Alhamdulillah. You have that one sip of water, you say, Alhamdulillah. It earns the happiness of Allah. Allah becomes, waridwanu min Allahi akbar. Nabi Allah says in the Quran, there's nothing greater than the happiness of Allah. Even greater than Jannah is what? Happiness of Allah. Ultimately, beyond, what's beyond Jannah? We might ask, everyone has an aspiration, we have a desire, what is that Jannah? But beyond Jannah is what? The happiness of Allah. That's even beyond Jannah. And Allah says that's the greatest. And these are ways we can achieve it and attain it in this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's happiness. Once Nabi Musa alayhi salam, we know he had an open line with Allah and he could openly converse with Allah. So once he says, Ya Allah, you blessed Adam alayhi salam with such favors that no other human had enjoyed. No other human had enjoyed. Not even other anbiya enjoyed those favors. What are those favors? خَلَقْتَهُ بِيَدَيْكِ. You created him with your very hands. وَنَفَخْتَ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِكِ. You blew his ruh. You yourself blew his soul into his body. وَأَمَرْتَ الْمَلَائِكَ فَسَجَدُوا لَهُ. You instructed all the angels, at that time to prostrate. Every angel that was in existence made sajda to Adam alayhi salam. وَأَدْخَلْتَهُ جَنَّتَكَ. And you allowed him to enter into Jannah. He's the only human who enjoyed these favors. Oh Allah, how did he appreciate these favors? How did he express his thanks for these great, great bounties of Allah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, عَرَفَ أَنَّ ذَلِكَ مِنِّي فَحَمِدَنِي. Two things, O Musa. He acknowledged that it was from me. And number two, he said, Alhamdulillah. That was it. That was enough. Such great bounties. He lived in Jannah. He tasted Jannah. He experienced a life in Jannah that you and I dream of one day entering, inshallah, and experiencing. He loved it all. And how did he thank me? He said, Alhamdulillah. He said that, and that was enough. That was enough. He attributed it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about these two. When Allah blessed them with ilm, with knowledge, what did they say? Waqala. Both of them said, Alhamdulillah. They both said, Alhamdulillah. All thanks, praise, glories belong to Allah. Alladhi, the one who. Who is Allah? Alladhi faddalana ala kathirin min ibadihi al-mu'mineen. The one who preferred us. And the one who gave us such bounties that other believing servants of his do not enjoy. And you and I think about it. Every time you feel you are blessed with something somebody else is deprived of, say this dua. Alhamdulillah alladhi faddalani ala kathirin mimman khalaqa tafdila. We are taught the dua. When you see somebody afflicted with a certain illness or somebody who is afflicted with a certain disease, what should you read? You should look at that person. Don't say it loudly now on the person's face. But secretly and quietly, what do you say? Alhamdulillah alladhi afani mimma btalaka bihi. All praises is to Allah who has saved me from what he has afflicted upon you. Alhamdulillah alladhi afani mimma btalaka bihi wa faddalani ala kathiri mimman khalaqa tafdila. And all praises to the one who has given me much, much, much more than he has given others. Always look at what Allah has given you and compare that with what he has deprived others of. Do not look at what you don't have and compare it to what others have. Right? Always compare what you have to what others don't have. And do not compare what you don't have to what others have. You'll never be grateful in life. You'll never say Alhamdulillah. So they made this dua. That Alhamdulillah alladhi faddalana ala kathirin min ibadihi al-mu'mineen. So Allah says, number one, when we gave them this ilm and this knowledge and that position through knowledge that they had acquired, they praised us for it. And they thanked us for it. And then Allah says, وَوَرِثَ سُلَيْمَانُ دَاوُودُ. Allah says, and Sulaiman inherited Dawood, because Dawood was the father. So when he passed away, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that his heir was who? His heir was Sulaiman. Now, just a point here. And we'll conclude on this. We'll continue with the dua tomorrow, inshallah. Is that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith, Al-ulama'u warathatul anbiya. That the scholars and the ulama, they are the heirs of the Anbiya. فَإِنَّ الْعُلَمَاء فَإِنَّ الْأَنْبِيَاء لَمْ يُوَرِّثُوا دِرْهَمًا وَلَا دِنَارًا وَإِنَّمَا وَرَّثُوا الْعِلْمِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, because the Anbiya, they do not leave behind any material things as inheritance. A Nabi, what he left behind of the material things of this world, the laws of inheritance did not apply to it. A Nabi never left behind any inheritance. Understand that. And that was a privilege which the Anbiya enjoyed. So what was their inheritance? What did they leave behind? Their inheritance was knowledge. That's why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that the heirs and those who have taken a share of the inheritance left behind by the Anbiya are who? The ulama. Because they have taken that knowledge and they have studied that knowledge of Quran and Hadith and all the other sciences related to prophetic traditions and teachings. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says they have taken a share of the estate of the Anbiya. But they have not left behind. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, لَمْ يُوَرِّثُوا دِرْهَمًا وَلَا دِنَارًا. They do not leave behind gold and silver that is inherited by people. So what is meant here by وَرِثَ سُلَيْمَانَ دَاوُودَ? That Sulaiman inherited from Dawood. The Mufassirin and scholars, in light of that hadith, explain that what is meant here is the prophethood and the knowledge and the wisdom which his father Dawood alayhi salam had. He inherited that from his father Dawood alayhi salam, and that is what is meant by the inheritance which Sulaiman alayhi salam had enjoyed of his father. May Allah ta'ala grant us the understanding. Wa akhir da'wan. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.